This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Chris Gutierrez for Rockin' for Toys for Tots. Chris, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
Hi, Tobin. I'm good. Thanks.
And we are here to talk about a big event that the Marine Corps League is doing. We had you last year on and talked about your endeavors with Toys for Tots, and you're kicking things off coming up, but you're kicking things off in a big way. You got a big event coming up on November 1st at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge. It's called Rockin' for Toys Tots. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this event.
It's a good event. I've got with some of the Moose members who's been really good to us, and actually they've donated the lodge the last couple of years to hand out toys, so that's the right place to go. And had a band come up to us and want to help us out do something, so we kind of got together, and we'd been to a concert in Bethalto. They had some country bands and kind of got an idea how to do things, and we're bringing that to Hillsboro. So we got a couple bands that's volunteered their time and a DJ that's gonna MC for us, and then we got some raffles and other things going on to let people come on in and see what's going on.
Tell us a little bit. It's going to be on November 1st. Doors open at 6 at the lodge. The music that you have planned, because you go across the gamut here. Tell us a little bit about the band scheduled here.
A big variety. We go all the way across. We're going to start with the Fundamentals, which is an oldies, classic pop rock band that a lot of people have heard play in just various different areas. Really good band.
That's Kevin Lighthizer's
Kevin
band.
Kevin Lighthizer's band. And then we go from them to a really hard rock band that's a lot of fun to listen to. A lot of younger crowds go to, and they're somebody's ex. And kind of in between bands, we kind of wanted to fill a void. So DP Experience with Doug Fenton and Paul Sellers is going to help us fill the gaps.
That's incredible, because you're going from a band, the Fundamentals, and I know they've played at the lodge a couple times. They're classic rock, plain and simple classic rock, and then somebody's it's a different genre there.
It's big difference, and hopefully we can make it fit in.
One thing that's going to be about with this event, not only do you have Somebody's Ex and the Fundamentals and DP Experience there, the Rams cheerleaders will be there as well. How did this come about?
I met him in Bethalto and got to talking to him, and you can actually go to the Rams cheerleaders website, and actually the St. Louis Rams website, and you request appearances for them, and they look at your request and what the appearance is for, and they base it on that whether they can make an appearance or not. And they figured this is a good cause, and so we've got an appearance with them.
How many cheerleaders are showing up?
They'll have two cheerleaders for 2 hours, and it'll probably be around 7 to 9-ish, around in there, give or take. I mean, it's hard to say. They're coming from St. Louis, so.
Where are you going to put them in the main entryway, I guess? Or where are you going to put them?
Wherever we can get people to come in. Tell them, I imagine they'll probably be in the hall somewhere around.
That's what I was thinking. That would probably be the best way to do it, that main entryway there.
Yeah. We'll fit them in there somewhere where we can find a room for them.
Tell us a little bit the cost associated with this, because obviously this is not a free event. There's probably going to be a cover charge to get in, and that, how does that work?
There is a cost associated with that. Of course, like I said, we got the bands and the DJ, and then we got the Rams cheerleaders, and Jason Milanis has donated his time to make some pulled pork, and so we'll have some food there, and there's no cost for the food. It's there until it's free. So there is a cost for all of this, and it's only $10 or a brand new toy valued at the same.
So basically, if you bring a new toy, you could get in there basically for free.
You bring in a new toy valued at $10 and you're in. So it's a new toy or $10.
So this basically kicks off your annual toy drive that we talked about last year, basically, doesn't it?
Yes, it kicks off the annual toy drive that we did last year, and this is a new experience for us, because usually we just, which we will still set out boxes at the various stores and still look for donations, but we're trying to pick it up a little bit. We've got more and more kids are needing toys every year. We grew from 300 the first year to almost 500 this year, and that's only the 3 years I've been doing it. So it looks like we're growing about 100 every year, and it's just getting worse. We need to keep working and keep getting more toys and keep getting that toy for each child for Christmas.
And of course, the actual toy drive will go from when to when?
It'll go from November 1st. Actually, the Marine Corps League, according to when it was started in 1947 by Major Bill Hendricks in Los Angeles, California, it actually goes from October to the middle of December when they hand out the toys, like the week before Christmas. Us being a smaller communities in our area, in eastern Macoupin County and Montgomery County, that's a little long for some of the businesses around here. So it'll be from November till December 12th or 13th is when I'll pick up all the rest of the toys and get ready to distribute them the 20th of December at the Moose.
Okay, so there's a lot of opportunity there, and this is an interesting event, and I applaud your group for putting this on. This is something that it's fascinating. I mean, it really it is, and it's out of the box thinking.
It's very rewarding. It's really lifted me up, and if anybody'd like to be a sponsor for this, because there are some costs associated with this. So if anybody would like to be a sponsor, or if anybody's got any items they'd like to donate to raffle, you can contact me. My name's Chris again, and my number's 556-2410.
So, and of course, as we wrap things up here, the music event Rockin' for Toys for Tots will take place Saturday, November 1st. It's at the Hillsborough Moose Lodge. Doors will open at 6, and then what, music starts basically at 7?
Around 7, 7-ish.
You go 7 to midnight, basically?
Yeah, 7 to midnight.
So the fundamentals will play, what, 2 hours maybe?
Hour and a half, 2 hours, and then somebody's next hour and a half, 2 hours, and we'll have the DP experience in there kind of filling in some gaps.
Okay.
And
it sounds like you got pretty much everything set up. Chris, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this year's Rockin' Out for Toys for Tots, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Chris Gutierrez for Rockin' for Toys for Tots. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.